Yo, BJ Gajor with the BJ Gajor podcast. And today's special guest is a returning champion, Dave, the Bandman Schmitz, one of my all-time favorite fitness pros and a good friend of mine from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And today we're talking all about RBT, resistance band training. Those that are members of the DailyBJ.com site and app, I've just released a definitive RBT collection. This is content I shot with Dave over a decade ago, a mix of at-home and hotel room content, you know, shorter routines, longer routines, beginner routines, advanced routines, everything in between. And I thought I'd have him come on. We're going to talk about this amazing content he made. And we're also going to just break down, differences in style, approach, goal, et cetera. This is the definitive podcast on band training from the band man.
Say it. Let's go.
Say it.
Let's go.
So let's talk about this first, right? So you shot this. We shot this together. We made this content together in the spring of 2012. Some of the content was shot in a downtown Milwaukee gym. The other was shot at the A-Loft hotels.
Sweet.
You were 48 then. Now you are the tender age of 60. Take me through that whole experience and what has changed in the last 12 years for you.
Nothing. Honestly, the only thing that has changed is, you know, as I get older, the more everything you do for mobility and everything you do to keep your strength, your power, your conditioning, it all kind of just slowly drops back just a little bit. You lose a little bit. But what I'm amazed at, BJ, in looking at those videos and reviewing them for this, fudge, I was good. I'm sorry. I was moving fast. And I can, if you go on my YouTube channels and Instagram, you see me do these same workouts. They're the same workouts. And I don't know how many dudes that were at 48. And I mean, when people see these workouts, by the way, these workouts are advanced. They're a little bit advanced. They can definitely be down, decreased, and we'll talk about that. But just so people know, these were workouts where we took them from ground zero basic level to freaking off the charts speed, quickness, power, explosiveness, and I did them with every single minute of it. And I'm still doing those workouts. We're going to talk a lot about workout programming and stuff like that. But I'm still doing these workouts. That's what I was also amazed at. The hookups, the setups, everything I do today, 12 years later, are the same setups exactly. And I'm really proud of that because I put a lot of time, as you know, into making sure that the way I train with bands and the way I share them with you and where we, the way we did those were done the right way. You know, you see a lot of garbage on social media, at least I do, where guys are grabbing bands, guys are hooking bands around the back of their freaking necks. And they're not, when they do pulling, they're just grabbing the bands, so they're looping it over their hands and stuff like that. When they're pushing with the bands, the band is getting freaking loose and there's no tension on it. I'm going, why the hell are you even bother using it? None of that. That was all clean in these videos. And those are the things I'm impressed with. So there isn't a lot of difference. That's the good news. And if you want me to, we can go right now on those workouts and I could go ahead and roll them right now. But you know what? We got other things we got to cover today. So let's go.
Well, you know, that's the thing about it. You know, When I was behind, again, people know me as being in front of the camera, but I've also produced a lot of content over the years. It's my preferred way of doing it because I get to be behind the camera, let someone else do the work. But I know what it's like to be in front of the camera, put your body on the line, give energy, performance, and do it by myself. And it is those days, like we're cramping between workouts. We're really getting, like, by the end of it, we're almost like sick. And I've gotten sick after video shoots like this because your immune system is so compromised, but we really captured lightning in the bottle. And the beauty of these routines were that it's you in the exact space you're telling people about. Those, like, no, this isn't just a hotel room workout that someone's showing at their gym. We're in these motels. They thought we were doing porn, bro, from the screaming and the sounds. Like, this was a special experience. And again, there's a Fit Over 40 series. There's a sweat and stretch. There's 10-minute band builders. There's a rapid fat loss cardio series. There's Sizzlers, 5-minute body zone, legs, arms, abs, you name it. And there's also a beautiful 15-minute express, like strength, power, and endurance series. So we're going to kind of go through that today. And, you know, ultimately, I know you've touched on this before so many times, but quickly before we get into just general single band strategies, why bands? For someone who's new to it and just like they see it as, oh, I can, it's like maybe for rehab, or it's for like light pump work, or it's, you know, something that is just an accessory. No, you've made a full system out of it. Not that you don't use other tools. And in fact, you incorporate some dumbbell and even some TRX in some of these routines.
Rock.
Tell us about, like, what's your elevator speech? It's got to be on point at this point, 2 decades plus in on bands.
At age 48, my elevator speech, bands allow you to train your body exactly the way it's designed to work. Can't get into it. It's too in depth. But here's what I'll tell you. The body is three-dimensional. It moves in three planes of motion. It has to handle forces that are vertical, horizontal, rotational. It has to be able to go ahead and accelerate and decelerate. Probably more importantly, decelerate. So why bands? Because with a band, I can train all of that. And specifically, I can train deceleration control and speed because it's a variable resistance. It's the only tool that is a resistance that as you're doing a rep, man, as I'm doing this rep, as I sit here and I go explode out, I can literally go faster from here to there. I can speed up, sit on a bench press and try to push a dumbbell faster. It can happen. It's a constant resistance. You can try. You can give it your best effort. It will stay approximately the same speed. Bands don't. So with that variable resistance, I could train acceleration, because that's what acceleration is, changing speeds. I can turn myself around and make my deceleration faster. So now I have to learn how to handle speeds that are much faster to break down and control. And I can train absolutely any single human movement that this body of mine and yours does, and we can put it under resistance. You can't do that with what free weight. Free weight is primarily gravity dependent. Matter of fact, it is gravity dependent. Bands are not gravity dependent. They flow and allow you to move without having to worry about gravity. They assist gravity. They slow gravity down. They slow momentum down. They make your body lighter. So now, at 48, we were talking about this before I came on, I can still do those workouts. All of those speed workouts, when people see these, they're going to go, holy shit, that dude was flying. Well, guess what? I can still fly. I can still fly. 12 years later, I can still freaking fly. And here's the deal. It's awesome. So why bands? Well, at 48, I just told you why. At 60, I'm still doing well. I'm blessed. I'm grateful. I'm happy. I know that I've had a lot of divine intervention. But dude, my body is not beat to shit. And I'm still as strong as I've always been. So why bands? Because number one, if you're a 40, 42, 43-year-old person, dude, and you're not training with bands, get on them. Because they're going to make you be able to do things like I just described. But if you're a 60-year-old or 65-year-old and you feel like you're beat up, get on them. Because they're going to allow you to juice your joints, get them stronger, get them stable. I can't go into it anymore. I will say one last thing. The RBT program was built around rehabilitation. I'm a physical therapist. You know that, BJ, and I know that. I only did clinical physical therapy with orthopedic related problems. Dude, this little devil, this little guy, and my eyes and my hands were all I rehabbed with. I could put people in this and teach them how to regain movement patterns that they had lost due to injury, surgeries. So think about that for a second now. All you guys, all you ladies out there that have suffered injuries and you're struggling at trying to get back doing free weights, maybe grab some bands and start training, and you may see your post-recovery from that injury or where you're at right now based on that injury explode off the charts. Because everything we did in RBT, even those workouts we did, were all based on rehabilitative concepts that I just jacked up and juiced up to make them fitness and performance related.
100%. Again, there's also the obvious points too, right? The convenience, the portability, the versatility, the affordability. And, you know, I look at it like, okay, it's almost like a better version of a cable machine, especially when you have the attachments, which we'll talk about, where a cable, that's constant weight as well. Again, we've got the accelerative tension of the band, which functions much like a human muscle, the stretch and contract portions of it. It's like the closest thing in my mind to like what you can find in the pool with low impact, because, you know, you can get this continuous fluid resistance in the pool. Not a lot of people have pool access, or they don't have it yet. But again, I think like when I'm thinking about aging gracefully, the tools that I'm going to be using the most to do so, it's going to be bands. It's going to be the pool, hydrotherapy in general, you know, and then everything else, you know, and then body weight. Those are like the three things that I feel like are the key components. And then, you know, weights are used not as the lead, it's more of as a accessory or complement to those foundational drills as well. So again, you know, bands have the unique ability to be accessible for seniors or those overcoming injuries or rehab, but also prehab, avoid the injury in the first place proactively.
That's exactly
easy. Also easy to recover from. So you can actually add them in to a normal training week and maybe have a loaded day and then a band day, and the bands allow you to recover more quickly. Great for fat loss, muscle gain. But also you change the game too with how you applied it with all these kind of locomotion, speed, agility, quickness drills, which we talk about too. So this is all in here. So all walks of life, and Dave has a huge community of people over 40 that he keeps in the game, and you know, at your band gym. So the proof is in the pudding.
Yep, absolutely. And again, I don't want to discredit. Yes, convenient, portable, goes with you anywhere. But I don't want people to understand. I want people to understand that yes, that's true. And if that's what you need to get your fitness going, then cool. Take them, use them, because if that's what you need. But I'm telling you, on a bigger scale, they will go ahead and maximize life's opportunities outside the gym. And that, if you ask me what the difference between my philosophy at age 48 when we did those videos and now, I am maximizing life outside the gym each and every workout, because that's where it's at. I love working out. You love working out. We enjoy the gym. Yes, it's fun. But dude, there's so much more. And we don't work out. We don't work out just to work out. We work out so that I can go out and swing a golf club at 100 miles per hour. I go out so I can go ahead and hike with my wife anywhere. I go out so that when my kids say, hey, dad, let's go ahead and let's do this on an adventure trip, I'm going. That's why I work out. So that's the difference now between 48 and now. But the cool news is RBT is the same. And it still is allowing me to build longevity like no other. And all you got to do is go and read some books on longevity, man, and you will find out very quickly that resistance bands fit what those elements of longevity are very easily and very well.
100%. So let's start with, you know, where you would start. And that's, you know, honestly, people start looking at, okay, let me grab a band, a single band, and what am I going to do with it? And we actually have a great routine. You created a 20, 10, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 8 exercise Tabata style Metcon. That's a part of this series. That's just like a classic single band workout, all the basic kind of starting movements, scalable. Cause again, you can get, my dog agrees. Naomi, help out with the dog, please. You get the, you know, you say single band, but ideally people want to have at least a lighter and a heavier option. Ideally a light, medium and heavy so that you can do all work periods, rep periods, all that stuff.
Exactly. So here's what I tell people. You haven't trained with bands ever. You've never even put your hands on a band. Okay. We've got to find your 10 classic movements that you can be successful with. I can give you 10, and I do in the videos. Those may not be your 10. That's okay. I've got 1,000 more that I can bring to you if we need to. So when it starts with beginners, if you're telling me what exercises I want to do, very simple. Attachment-free, single band. I want to go ahead and be able to do an overhead press. I want to be able to do a squat. I want to be able to go ahead and do a single squat variation. I want to do a bent over row, or if bent over doesn't work for you, seated row. I want to go ahead and do a push-up variation. That could be something as simple as here, just a wall push-up. It could be a floor push-up. It could be a kneeling push-up. If push-ups don't work for you, it can be a chest press. Okay? So if you haven't already heard, find the exercises that are successful for you, and then let's go to town and let's build you a workout. And I actually do that with a lot of people. A lot of people will contact me and say, I don't know where to start. And I send them an email that says, here's 100 exercises. Find 10 that work for you. I don't care what they are. Just give me them. Come back to me. And I can literally take those 10 and create 10 more. And 10 more as we need them. So where do we start? Very simple. We start with you. We start with what works for you. We start with a light band resistance. You don't need heavy. This is a yellow super micro band. Part of the package, most of the packages that we have, it's about a 10 to 20 pound band. More than enough to start with. Learn the movement and let's go. Again, my favorite movements are an overhead press, a seated row, a chest press or push-up variation, a squat. I love using them for a plank, just a simple plank. And I like going ahead and doing, obviously I'll hit a hammer curl, a tricep. So it's a basic 5 movements. They're all the movements we do in the videos. All right. But here's the cool thing. Once you master them, there's literally 15 variations for each single exercise that we can go to. And people don't believe me. I did a video. I think you've seen it. How to take a chest press and make it into 15 different exercises. And it's on YouTube. People can go look at it. But that shares that with them, just the amount of variety and versatility that we can go. And the cool thing is each one of those progressions gets them functionally performing better outside the gym. Because I bring a lot of movement patterns in, like again, in those videos, we start out with slow stuff, but then we wrap it up real quick. And people can see how far we can progress with just a single exercise, a shuffle exercise, anything, any exercise, we can take it so far. So I hope that's kind of giving them a description of where to start. But I like single band, I like a light resistance, and I like going ahead and doing attachment-free movements first, because then I can go anywhere. I can train anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, it's the perfect like 6 by 6 foot space setup. And, you know, again, like people discount just these simple setups, right? Let's say you just do a hammer curl for a minute, overhead press for a minute. You can seamlessly flow in 10 straight minutes. You have an amazing
squat. And drop a squat in there right away.
Throwing a squat, right? So these are just simple setups, either, you know, 1, 2, or 3 movements, or you do a lot of also like just take a single movement and hit like an EMOM every minute on the minute, hit 10 to 20 reps and just keep going in that flow. So again, whether it be straight sets, super sets, circuits, fat loss, muscle gain, a single band can really allow you to do a ton of stuff, you know, putting it into planks and bridges to get more core hip shoulder activation. And again, very precious pumps that are very easy on the joints, because the resistance is at its lowest at the more kind of risky extreme joint angles.
What is joints? One of the most favorite setups, program setups, is the one you taught me, BJ, the 15-5, this what I call the stack finisher. And the reason I like this and the way this workout goes is, let's go ahead and just use a press for his example. I'm going to learn one movement. I'm going to go ahead and do a split stance press, 15 seconds, rest. Don't change anything. Stay there. Don't move your hands and go again. The beauty of that simple circuit is, number one, you master the movement because you repeat it over and over again. Number two, it's got built-in intensity. You can't avoid it. It's going to go ahead and take you where you haven't been before, as long as you're willing to stay on pace. It takes rest and forces you to stay on pace with rest. And then you can go ahead and easily adjust it. If you can't do, you know, the program that we're talking about is 15 seconds on, 5 seconds off, 8 total sets. Repeat it over and over. Okay, you can't do 8. No problem. Do 4. Do 5. Do 4, take a rest one, and then finish it. I don't care. But the point is that simple format allows you to master a movement, and then you move on. Very simple. Very simple. You know, and it's a 2.5 minute sequence. Do 3 of those, and you've got a 10-minute workout.
And you know what's funny too is, especially as you get older, sometimes you just want to do a single movement and just milk it for everything it's worth. Sometimes, you know, transitions get overwhelming, or you don't have the focus to like set up a bunch of different things, or maybe you're overcoming an injury and you're lacking mobility, but you can get set up and then just go, and then you can take your time and get to the next exercise. So there's so many applications there. And then what's so great, and we can see it if you're watching the video version of this, is when you really like unlock RBT, it's when you have the anchoring or attachment option. So let's kind of talk about how you now evolve into the next level of RBT training with the anchoring.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I had a choice, the original question was, where do I begin? I begin with attachment free because it's the most portable, most convenient. And that's kind of what people are looking for. You don't need much space. You don't need much of anything except a single band. However, when you go to attached band training, like I have patched up on my bar here, it's literally the better way to start. And the reason is you don't have to worry about deep squatting, overhead pressing, things that typically some people might struggle with. You can go ahead and create a force that is horizontal, all right, versus vertical. So now it's going to be easier on your joints. You can still do a push. You can still do a pull. You can still do a squat, a lunge, any movement you want to do. But the force is coming from a horizontal force. So gravity and your body weight become less of a factor, and your joints love that. Also, as an older person, and we tested this. I have a program that we call Senior Strong. And this program was designed after 8 months of me personally training 4 senior citizens, ages 68 to 83. Each guy had a total joint replacement, hip replacement, knee replacement. We found out that attached band training is simpler to learn. It's simpler to perform. It's easier to go ahead and make more aggressive and progressive. And all you need is, you know, people, if they're watching the video, they're going to see I have a bar here. I also have my band utility strap that comes with all our packages, like the starter fitness package or the total fitness package, the door anchor strap. This allows you literally to attach up a band anywhere you have a door. So now you're set to go. So attached band training, no change in regards to what you can train. Lower body, upper body strength, core stability. The difference is the force is horizontal. And as a result of that, it's going to be easier for you to learn how to push, pull, press, squat versus if you're holding on to a dumbbell, holding on to a band, even doing vertical stuff with a band. So I highly recommend highly recommend. Start with attached band training if you can. Because if you can, you're going to blow it out of the water right away. I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy it. And you can do it, if you want, literally every day. You could do a 10 to 15 minute workout every single day and your joints would love it. And it absolutely, you would start feeling a difference in mobility, a difference in how your joints feel in literally 2 weeks. Why do I know that? Because that's what my senior citizens that went through my study for 8 months literally told me. Within 2 weeks, they could tell. I had I had one of the guys, total knee replacement or total hip replacement, was a bowler. The dude was a 240 bowler. He could roll it. He could roll it, but he couldn't with a bad hip. Within 4 weeks of just training, attached band training, we were able to get him balanced on his feet and moving, and he was rocking a 220 back again bowling. He was so jacked and so excited. But that's where I would start. So attached band training, if you can, start there. Literally start there. And just stay simple. Push, pull. I think people say, well, how do you press with an attached band training? Man, just bend over, and there's your bend over press. Very simple. It's very easy to press anything you want to train. And then we can start talking locomotion, because attached band training allows you to now bring in locomotion. So now we can go ahead and teach you how to walk, run, shuffle, backpedal under resistance, so you can become even more athletic in your fitness.
So a couple of things to add there too. Again, the door utility strap is not only for doors, because one of the things you want to make sure you have a nice smooth surface so the band doesn't wear and tear.
Yes.
So you can attach this to a pole, a power rack, a tree outside, a picnic bench. I mean, there's, as long as it's stable and anchored down, again, that's allowing you to take your bands anywhere. And again, the other aspects of it too. As you get older, sometimes it's tough to get up and down off the ground. You're dealing with an injury. The beauty of this is you can set it up on your feet and then stay on your feet. Add in all this unilateral training to get extra core and also strengthen and balance between sides, pushing, pulling, rotating. So again, like, it becomes essentially like a cable machine without the $1,000+ of cost and the rigidity of being stuck on the cable machine, plus the accelerative dynamic resistance that's easier on the joints. And again, besides the pool or a cable machine, the band is really the only option out there, maybe a flywheel, that gives you a horizontal resistance. But again, it's also affordable and it's portable. So with that too, and this is where, like, I feel like this is just such a cool aspect of it. And I got to start getting more back into it more too, is the, you know, you have single band attached, but also then you have your double band kind of loop attached, which you have a new innovation there too, which is the special Velcro straps, so that the bands, because they get knotted sometimes. People overextend the bands.
Yeah.
And you can do like your 3 to 5 yard cardio agility stuff. So let's talk about that, because that's where I feel like, you know, if you can get to that place with bands, it starts to really get fun, because now walk, run, court, field sports, even golf, like, it really takes your performance to the next level. And it reduces those decelerative injuries, which can put you on the bench for a long time.
Absolutely. Well, when you're talking attached band training, the setups are literally almost endless. I mean, I have for people that are on the video, I have a single band attached here. This can be for unilateral training, offset overloads, but I can also take a band and just simply loop it through another band. And now what I've done with this longer system, this is no longer a 41-inch system. This is more like about a 60-inch system. Well, what does that do? Well, now you've increased the resistance variability. So now you can literally take this one setup, because of the amount of difference in resistance, and you can do a lower body exercise that's maybe stronger, upper body push exercise, you're not as strong with that. Maybe an arm exercise, small muscles, but you can use the same setup because you have all this resistance variability and this ability to stretch this band almost 2.5-3 yards. So now you can move within that 3-yard system to adjust the resistance to fit your strength level for that exercise. If I have this creature, this bad boy, this is all I got. 25-pound dumbbell. Try to modify that. Try to adjust it. How do I modify this so I can do a squat and a curl? I don't have a strength for it. That's what I'm talking about. So when you do attached band training, there's that setup. You could link bands together. So now you have an 82-inch length system. So now you have 4 yards to work with. Do you know what I can do in 4 yards? Well, I'll tell you what I can do. The videos will show you. We did sprint work in a hotel. We did pushing and pulling with the same setup that I've sprinted with. So now with this longer system, I can do locomotion training, like you said. I can do lower body strengthening, upper body strengthening. And it's all because this system has been linked together. That's what I get so excited about, because as I get older, my strength is going to decrease. But I don't want to keep switching around dumbbells and weights all the time. So what I've done is I've developed these systems with the band that have a more higher, longer range of resistance variability. So now, dude, all I can do, I can go from one exercise to the next, and all I've got to do is adjust my starting band resistance. I will say this, a mistake that people make with attached band training, I just want to share with people, is they let the tension off the band. So they take a big band, but they can't push it all the way out or pull it. So what they do is they step back and they lose tension on the system while they're training. Biggest mistake people make. Don't do that. Keep tension on the system at all times, because if you do, it trains the body during the entire exercise, both the eccentric phase, concentric phase. It accelerates momentum. It decelerates momentum, all of the things. But if you lose tension on the band, you lost resistance and you're no longer loading the system. That's the biggest mistake with attached band training. But that said, there are infinite number of setups with bands. And because of the bands being flat, this kind of falls into, well, Dave, why do you use flat bands versus tubular bands? Because tubular bands would roll on each other. They'd roll on my body. I can't grip them because they're circular. A flat band will adhere to another flat band. So they adhere together. A flat band adheres to my body. So if I want to attach it to my body, it nice and easily fits onto my body. It fits nice and easily in my hand. So I don't necessarily need handles. Therefore, I have a continuous loop band without handles on it, with all the other stuff on it, and I can do anything I want. So flat bands it's not even close, the versatility of them. So again, that hits on a lot of things, but I want people to understand that as they're training with bands, you want versatility. You want to be able to do as much as you can with them, and you want them super, super durable. And you got to make sure that those are. And we don't have to get into that, why these are super durable. Just keep in mind, flat, continuous flat, because they're going to go ahead and give you the most bang for your buck and allow you to do so many more things.
And you've sold thousands of bands over the years, and you've gotten obviously feedback, and you've innovated every step of the way. So the one innovation was the door utility straps. You can do attachment right. Exercises anytime, anywhere, yeah. Indoor, outdoor, at home, hotel. The other piece was you would notice that people would, you know, they overknot the bands and they overstretch them, that they can't unknot them. So you created that basically this Velcro strap that allows you to connect the bands and then take them off really easily with no knotting.
And the Velcro strap is soft. So yep. Let's just cover the elephant in the room right now. Let's get it out of the way. This is an elastic resistance. It's a band. It could potentially start to get cut a little bit if you attach it wrong. You start, you know, training under your feet and you're rubbing it into the concrete, it might get frayed. There are ways for this band to get damaged. You got a metal dumbbell, you can do whatever you want with it. It ain't going to get damaged. However, by creating the link strap, it was a soft link strap. Soft. So if anything happened to the bands while you were training, there wasn't going to be this metal clip flying through the air that could potentially hit you. And that's why we created the link strap. I had people telling me, oh yeah, I hook bands together with carabiners. I'm going, dude, you can't do that. You can't do that. You're going to get hurt. All right. If something happens, one of the things, BJ, and you know this, I am always looking at an exercise and saying, okay, what could go wrong here? What could go wrong? And so every exercise that I create with the idea of, I'm going to make sure you stay safe. I'm going to guarantee you stay safe. So even if for some unbelievable reason, the band got compromised for some reason, you're okay. And I want people to understand that. Those videos and those workouts we did, we talk about that a lot in the video, about how far to stretch the band, how to attach the band, how to go ahead and keep the band safe on your body, how to keep it from migrating up and down. We talk about all that stuff. So if people say, well, yeah, you just work your ass off in those workouts and I'm supposed to watch them. No, 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 no. There was a lot of coaching and a lot of education in those videos, which was amazing that I could talk and train at that speed at the same time. But it was cool. It was fun.
And then, you know, another common complaint is, oh, this bothers my hands. And again, certainly, especially the bigger, thicker bands or even the thinner ones sometimes can bother the webbing of the hand. But you show options like wrapping a towel and gripping a towel, or you have handles as well that come with. So let's talk about, again, you know, you've all these customers, all these different setups, but there's like two packages that, you know, we recommend the most and that you probably sell the most. And it's kind of the economy versus the total fitness kit.
Yeah.
Can you talk about each and you know, the difference in terms of the you know, why you put them together this way? And basically, though, they do unlock pretty much all RBT movements collectively.
Yeah, they do. And what people have to understand is the total fitness package has a little bit heavier duty bands, a little bit higher resistance. The economy fitness package, a little lower resistance. Well, understand this, that literally, if you learn how to put bands together and train with two bands at the same time, the amount of resistance options you have in either package is insane. But why did we put them together the way we did? It's very simple. I'm a big believer, a really big believer, in giving you what you need and what you should have at this time. I'm not about overselling you. Like, I could have made one package that had all six of our band levels in that would have cost, you know, $400 to purchase. And you would have only ended up using maybe two of those bands. That's a travesty. That's just not the way I do business. I want to give you what you will use and maximize. And then ultimately, if you need more and as you get stronger, cool, just come on back. We'll hook you up with more. So the economy fitness package was set up for a certain level of resistance. Actually, it's our most common package because our biggest customer are ages 40 to 70. And that resistance in that package really fits that population. No matter if you're super deconditioned and just starting, or you're pretty strong. A black medium band is a pretty aggressive band, yet it's only our fourth level of band. We got four more levels above it. The total fitness package was put together with a little bit more of a mindset of, okay, this is going to the person that's probably trains on a regular basis. They probably work out pretty regular and they've got decent strength, but they're trying to get more and they're pushing themselves. And we want them to go ahead and have a little bit more resistance in the purple large bands, which come with the total fitness, because ultimately they're going to be using those. Plus, they're also people that probably say, hey, I want to do locomotion training. I want to go ahead and do some of these athletic-based movements that I see Dave doing. But we don't do those with red small bands. We do those with black, medium, and purple. And so as a result of that, my mindset with the total fitness package was, okay, these people are going to probably be venturous. They're going to want to try some things. Let's make sure they've got the right bands to go ahead and do it so that they do it well and do it safely and effectively. So if you look at our starter fitness package, which is our lowest fitness level package, probably designed for the senior citizen, the very, very low condition person that just wants to start learning more about how to train bands, but they need super low resistance. Yeah, there's some people in that category, but there's not as many. The most are in this economy fitness package and the total fitness package. And so that's where you fall, and that's what the mindset was with those three packages.
And the beauty of these routines too is that you're showing throughout how to make light bands feel heavy. Something we talk about all the time, make light feel heavy. Yeah. To spare the joints, make it easy on the joints, hard on the muscles. And again, I would say the total fitness kit, you know, is like guys like me and you that really want to get after it, that want the full versatility. Yep. Surely we can go to the thick, heavy green bands and stuff like that, but we don't need to at this stage of our lives, careers, to do so, to get what we're looking for, which is, you know, feel good, get energy, maintain and build in a smart manner to not provide too much wear and tear, et cetera.
Yep, exactly. And so that's kind of exactly what those two packages represent. You know, I also say though, like, you know, BJ, you're 40, I'm 60, we're 20 years difference. However, we train on a regular basis. We put fitness in our life as a high priority. Those people that do that are going to want multiple levels of band resistance and challenges. They won't be satisfied with very, very low resistance all the time. They want to challenge themselves a little bit. And that's what I want to be able to offer people with the total fitness package. You can go light. You can also go up and heavy. And you don't have, and really, if you take a purple band and combine it with a red, you literally got a green band resistance. So that's the beauty of it. You still have it. You still have the resistance there. So if you see the big green ones, you go, well, I want those. Well, just chill a little bit. Slow down. You literally have it. Here's how you can get it.
Can you show that for those watching what you mean by that, just to be clear?
Yeah. For those watching, okay, I've got a black medium band here. Goes up to about 50 pounds of total resistance, somewhere between 25 to 50. I take my red band. They're flat. They literally lay on each other. So now I can just grab both of them, and I've taken a red small band, which has a resistance of 15 to 35 pounds, a black medium band, which has a resistance of approximately 25 pounds up to 50, put them together, and now I have a purple level resistance band that goes up to 75 to 80 pounds. So if I had my purple band here, hang on, I'll be right back.
Exciting stuff, gentlemen. Look, packages, dude.
This is why you're in a band gym. This is why you have a band gym. Purple band resistance, bigger, wider, thicker, all right? But these two are the same. This is two bands put together. This is a single band. Some people say, I just want to work with one band at a time. Cool, get some purples in. But if you don't mind, you got it right here. You got a purple in your hand by combining. And the orange micro and the yellow super micro bands, the reason we created those was to teach people how to train with bands under low resistance so they learn the movements. But then those same bands are great add-ons. They're like those little 5-pound plates that you add onto the bar, or those little 2.5-pound plates that you add on the bar, or those little adjusting weights that you add onto dumbbells to give yourself that extra pound and a half or so. That's what those bands are designed for, training and then adding on. So a lot of people don't look at bands like that. And the reason they don't is because they're dealing with tubular bands. Well, you can't do that with tubular bands. You can't put them on top of each other. They'll roll on each other. It doesn't work. So mindset is people think tubular bands. No, we're not talking tubular bands, dude. We're not talking them at all. We're talking flat, continuous bands. So you can now go ahead and train with multiple bands together because they lay together on each other.
Would you still talk to me if you saw me using tubular bands?
No, you would be done.
Simple answer. And by the way, the kits that we were outlining here too, they come with the utility strap, the loop anchor, and also handles. So again, like,
and
what else we got? Keep it coming, man.
And we just added in the 13-inch mini band into all fitness packages. Special.
Ooh.
Oh. Well, we should have done this years ago, because this little guy is your longevity maker. This one right here. This
shoulders
simple
and hips. Shoulders and hips.
Well, stability. And dude, where's your power center? Your ass. Sorry, your butt is your power center. And this little guy teaches you how to make sure your butt is busy every single time you stand up. So it was like, for years I kept telling people, use this, man, use it. Cardio training, any kind of locomotion training, just start using it. It's going to make you a better walker. This little guy is why I can still do quarter mile sprints and do some sprinting, because my butt is fired up and engaged and stabilizing. So we put this with every fitness package. And with that, we put the dynamic stabilizer or mini band guide with that package. That's the one thing, BJ, I want people to understand, is that total fitness package doesn't come with just bands. Oh, no. It comes with complementary training programs that people will get them started. And they'll say, well, where do I get these? Well, we hand them to you. We give them to you through a website that you literally can go on, and it's your resistance band training center. It'll give you all the tutorials, how to train with the bands, how to use a utility strap, how to use accessories. So understand, when they see that package, know that all the training and all the guidance and all the coaching that's needed for that is right there for you. It's waiting for you. You just got to go look at it on a computer or on your phone.
And I've seen it. Like, Dave can still to this day crack nuts between his ass cheeks. They're so tight and developed. So congratulations, Mr. 60. You still shit diamonds?
What?
You still shit diamonds too?
Sometimes.
Look, man, but
very honestly, that mini band is important. It really is. And I want people to understand that it's super important. I even start using that as a simulated handle on some of my training, because it added just a little length to the band system. So we can do some neat things with that. So even besides it's a training band, it actually is another hookup you can use that we now use with it, doing attached band training.
Oh no, it's so good for the shoulder, the scapula and the pelvis. Next level training with that mini band or dynamic stabilizer, as you've called it over the years.
Yep.
So we're gonna go into a rapid fire sequence here where we're gonna talk about some of the themes of the workouts you created. And again, just quickly talking about your mindset in making them and why you did so. So let's start with the Fit Over 40 series. What does that mean when you think Fit Over 40? How is that going to be different than the the typical training of a teen, a 20 something?
Fit Over 40 is, number one, I'm going to put you on your feet. You have to become strong on your feet. Now you may say, well, all athletes do. Yeah, they do, but too often we're not training on our feet. So Fit Over 40 is training on your feet. Fit Over 40 is training with slow movements, but also training with fast movements, gradually building speed, rep speed, because I want you to go ahead and create rep speed. Because when you walk out of the gym and you go to life outside the gym, I guarantee you need to be able to generate speed, but you need to be able to do it safely with all the stability and all that comes with. So I'm going to train you on your feet. I'm going to use multiple rep speed variations, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to build strength endurance. We're going to build power. We're going to go ahead and just build absolute strength. And how we're going to do that is by simply tweaking the work zone, the work time, work reps. We're going to just tweak those. If I want to work power, I'm going to make you go hard and fast, but I'm only going to ask you to maybe go 10 seconds, 20 seconds. I want to go ahead and build endurance, metabolic conditioning. Okay, we're not giving you a lot of rest time here. We're going to go 20 seconds, 30 seconds. We're going hard. Then I'll give you a quick little blow, but then we're coming back. And then fit over 40 means if I tweak you by training a pushing movement, but then coming back with a pulling movement, or if I do an upper body movement and then go into a lower body movement, I can push your ass more because I'm literally allowing the exercised muscle group to recover while we're training completely in a different area or a different movement pattern, antagonistic muscles. So fit over 40 on your feet, different speeds, different work cycles based on what we're trying to accomplish. If we need fat loss, and we actually have fat loss workouts there, but if we're talking fat loss, hey, I'm going to go longer work sets. I'm going to create a metabolic conditioning effect. I think that's about the keys to my fit over 40. And then we're going to challenge you to make sure your mobility is good by training in large ranges of motion. We're going to challenge you. Hey, I'm going to have you do a chest press with a wide split squat. So I've got to stretch your hips while you're going through a full range of motion of a chest press or a row. So those are kind of the key. Those are key elements of fit over 40.
And to add to that, as knowing these routines, low impact, getting after those fast twitch fibers, which are the anti-aging fibers we're losing. And so, and short, right? Because shorter workouts, you know, they're easier to recover from, and they meet.
You're still working a lot. These are people that are working. They don't have all day to do fitness.
Yes.
And so we got to get it. We got to get in, get it done quickly so that they can move on. And we got to be able to do it. I always tell them, I will give you a convenient training strategy so you never miss a workout. Because you know, and I know, BJ, what's the number one thing for fit over 40? Consistency. Consistency. Give me a consistent workout every single day you're supposed to, and you will get better, even if you don't work your ass too much. But I'll kick your ass anyway, because I'll still bring it eventually. But right now, consistency.
That too. At 41, it's all about auto-regulation and being intuitive, meaning I might have a plan any given day, but I know also how to modify it if life is kicking me in the ass or I'm sick. And one such routine, by the way, that, you know, I made something called the sweat and stretch originally for Men's Health Delta Fit Speed Shred. And
when we were
talking about making this, I'm like, make a band version of this, which essentially means you go between a movement that gets you sweaty, gets the heart rate up, gets the muscles going, and then a stretching movement, you kind of bounce between them. And as you get really, really warm from the sweat, the stretch keeps getting better and better, and they really feed each other. It's like one of those workouts you do when you don't feel like doing something hard, but you still want to move, get energy. So let's talk about the RBT sweat and stretch.
It's exactly that. The beauty of it is this is an elastic band. So it will allow me to go ahead and do two types of mobility type exercises for the stretch portion of the workout. It will allow me to elongate muscles, just simply stretch them, because the elastic will take me further and further into the range of motion as I allow my muscles to relax. As an example, if I go ahead and I just take my red band and we just do a shoulder opener, you know, just this, just moving, I can go ahead, split my stance, and just nice and easy, the band is pulling my right arm, if people can see it, over top into a lateral flexion. Well, guess what? As I relax, the band tension takes me further and further into the range. So elastic resistance is your muscles, because it literally, as the muscles relax, the band will take up the movement, take up the pattern, so that you can go further into the range of motion. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we'll use contract relax, which is a common rehabilitation way of working on mobility, where you use the opposite muscle to contract So if I'm stretching my hamstrings, I want to go ahead and contract my quad, because if I contract my quad, my hamstring has to lengthen. So a band, we can go ahead and use as a contractile unit, so we can challenge those agonistic muscles to lengthen the muscle we're trying to stretch. Example, make my quad do a contraction, makes my hamstring lengthen. All right, so simple stuff like that. So it's contract, relax, and what I call passive overload. So it's passive overload where they can gradually, passively take you further and further into the range as you relax. So that's the why we go ahead and put the mobility part of the sweat and stretch. Well, the sweat and stretch. Now, we've already talked about all the metabolic ways you can train with bands. So it's a slam dunk. But most importantly with the stretch and sweat, what we're trying to do is we're trying to increase metabolic output. So we're going to increase rep speed. We're going to increase rep volume. We're going to keep band resistance low. And we're going to allow you to move. We're going to allow you to go quick, fast, or as fast as you can move. But as you loosen up, like you talked about, muscles start to free up and mobilize better. Well, guess what? As you loosen up, you start getting quicker. Your yes. neuromuscular system starts firing better. And all of a sudden, that overhead press thruster that you were doing slow, you're rocking it now. All you got to do is put it in your mind to go, I got to go. And you're ready to go. And the cool thing is, people say, well, I don't want to get hurt. Well, you can work with fast movement patterns with bands, because we're not loading in those areas like we talked about earlier that are a little bit potentially at risk. Those deep, you know, when you're bench pressing that down in the hole area, that's a little risky down there. But with bands, that's where things are light, so you can explode and go quicker. So that's stretch and sweat, guys. That's it.
And to add to that as well, like a great off day recovery routine. Again, you can train every day. You just can't train hard every day. You got to go light, that classic rotation. The other piece too is I personally don't do anything hard in the morning. But if I do something in the morning, it's about getting loose, getting some blood flowing, getting some energy for my day that I can kind of warm up into. And that's what this routine is. I think it's like the ultimate, you know, warm to start your day or morning routine, frankly. Yes. So I love it for that. And I also just love it, like, especially when you're traveling, a lot of people want to like crush themselves when they travel, but you go consider you're on a plane, or you're on a bus, or you're on a train, or you're with people, exposed to a lot of different things. Your immune system is always compromised from the stress of travel. So a hard workout might not be the right idea. Something that's light, easy, just gets you moving. That's kind of where I look at that routine. And also those listening, there's so many things in that workout, but a classic example is some of your assisted lunging for the hips, and also like the station, basically the band treadmill, right? The stationary run setup allows you to really get some good cardio, again, at home, hotel room, get that blood flowing with minimal equipment, stuff like that.
And understand, all of this is predicated on what you can do. So the cool thing about the stretch and sweat is, yeah, you're coming in stiff and tight. Okay, take your time, move through things. As you start to move with a band, all of a sudden your joints start getting a little bit juiced up. And all of a sudden you start feeling, hey, I think I can move a little bit quicker. It's very easy to do. It's very easy to do. And so exactly, the stretch and sweat can be graded and scaled any way you need it to be. Don't feel like if you're looking good, this guy's a crazy man, he does everything. Like, no. I get up every morning and do a mobility routine, and I call it a little bit of a sweat movement, only because as I'm moving through it, I got a lot of warm clothes on and I start to sweat a little bit. But it's a low-key, mindless movement. I just move and let my body relax. I don't want to do heavy stuff in the morning like you. I just don't. I don't care to do that, but I really want to feel good as soon as possible. I want to get out of bed. I want to lubricate my joints. I want to start feeling good as quick as possible. And that's what the stretch and sweat type movements do.
100% on that, man. So, you know, a good training session is typically 20 to 30 minutes. You know, if you're trying to max out, anything after that tends to be, you know, maybe a special challenge workout, but not something you're going to do too regularly. But sometimes you can only find 10 minutes. And the beauty of these 10-minute routines you put together as well, you can also stack them. So you can hit an up 10-minute, lower 10-minute, core 10-minute, becomes 30 minutes, but now you've got three routines in one. So, or you can repeat these 10-minute routines if you have the time, 2 to 3 times. So let's talk about your 10-minute band builders and how you, what's your thought process when you say, okay, 10 minutes? Because again, even less time than 20, you got to get right into it, but you still have to have the mindset of, you know, a built-in warm-up so people don't get hurt.
Exactly. Well, you've already hit on it. The 10 minute routines are using primarily multi-joint movements, like a squat press or maybe a lunge reach. Okay. It's going to use multi-joint movements. So I've got a big amplitude of movement going on. I'm only going to pick two exercises. We're not going to get complicated here. Two exercises. We're going to have you focus on just two things. That's it. And as you get warmed up, as you start moving, you can go ahead and progress those two movements multiple ways. And so in those 10-minute workouts, I say two movements, but you know, and I know there was probably what, three or four variations of those movements that if you're with me and you want to go more, here's the next variation. Here's the next variation. And you don't have to change the band. You don't have to change any resistance. We literally make it very easy to progress to the next movement pattern that's progressive. Or you just stay where you're at. Just stay where you're at. So the idea behind the 10-minute workouts, simple, potentially harder and harder and more challenging if you want it to be, and can be done anytime, anywhere. And if you want to stack two or three of them together because all of a sudden you've got 10 extra minutes to work out, do it. It's there for you if you want it. But you won't be overcomplicated with these. But you better go. You want to go. You want to go. As your body loosens up, keep it repping. Keep it going. And we try to push that in the video a little bit, I think.
Oh, no. There's no doubt about that. You're screaming like a banshee in those, man. So now we have your the RBT Rapid Fat Loss Cardio Series. And again, with what you can show, you know, people that, what does he mean by locomotion, agility, speed? And if you're going to show, just kind of tilt your computer down a little bit so we can see a little bit more of the hip and legs.
Let's bring it down.
Perfect. So this is where like you can be a real athlete. And again, you can't do this stuff on the treadmill, or at least probably safely.
Well, but what the cool thing is, we do this with one band. Now I have, with this band, I have 2 yards of distance. So for those people, I'm going to move this back a little bit. 2 yards of distance. So that means I can literally go out of the camera. I'm out of the camera for 2 yards. But you know, when I move quick 2 yards and then come back quick, I can get my heart rate up really fast. So locomotion movements are a great way to get your heart rate up. It's simply like getting on the assault bike and going after it, getting on the treadmill and going after it. But the cool thing about these types of locomotion movements, they're short amplitude. And you're not only working on cardiovascular conditioning, you're working on lower body deceleration and acceleration strength, which is huge when it comes to the older population, because it's going to be how we build balance and coordination and keep you upright so you're not falling. So for the 40-year-old, they're going to love these because they can work on being athletic, and the likelihood is they play an athletic-type recreational sport outside the gym. They're going to love it. But the older person is going to say, well, I can't move as fast. I don't care. Move as fast as you want. Just stay within the amplitude of movement, walking on shuffles or simple skipping, all right, or going ahead, and we even do a back pedal one where we're going backwards. Do it at the speed you want. But here's the thing. As you do it, you're going to get more athletic. The timing will start coming. You'll get more efficient. And all of a sudden, you'll find yourself moving quicker. So that was the locomotion stuff. But here's the really cool thing. Then we can pop it off, pop it up here, and we're doing quick chest presses or throws for triceps. Or we can turn it around and drop in here and do quick rows. Same band, same setup, back in. Let's go run back and forth. kind of brings us back to our old days, BJ, when we used to do those workshops and we would just get after people with one band. It was so much fun because they didn't realize the versatility of just having this, you know? So that was the idea of the rapid fat loss. The idea was try to get locomotion into it, but keep bring strength into it and make it very simple from a setup standpoint so you could flow from multiple exercises and not have to worry about multiple setups and having to go way over there to do something and then come way back here. You could go anywhere you want, or you could stay in one spot and hit it right there.
A couple key things to add to that too. Again, yes, fit over 40, yes, seniors, but if you play basketball, tennis, pickleball, which is very popular out here in Palm Springs, but also it's the latest recreational sport. Again, these are change of direction type things, and where people, especially we're talking like Achilles, knee, it's not necessarily the getting started, it's stopping and changing where now the ligaments and the tendons are a great risk, if not overuse injuries, the one-time snaps. I was just watching yesterday, there was a Lakers game, and a guy is shooting, he's running up to shoot a half-court shot for $55,000. He ruptures his Achilles shooting.
No.
Yeah. So now he's, you know, instead of winning $55,000, he's got, you know, a 1 to 2 year rehab. And again, these are just things that happen. Your structures get tight. All right. And you have to give them love gently. And again, the band, like you've talked about all the time, your muscles are supposed to be like bands, stretchy and reboundy and elastic, but they end up getting these knots in them. And what the RBT style of training will help you do is get those muscles smooth, get those muscles so they can stretch without getting pulled on and yanked on. You can't fully reduce the risk of injury, but you can certainly start doing movements that can help you get more resilient, more bulletproof. And these are HIIT workouts too, high intensity interval training, like 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, where in 20 minutes, it'll feel like you just went for an hour run with the benefit of training in all planes of motion. And again, metabolically, people don't realize this too. Running is taxing, but shuttle runs are much more taxing because you have to stop and start and constantly, just like you're driving a car. It's easy to go on cruise control. It's hard to stop and go and stop and go. It takes a lot more gas from a fat loss standpoint. That means more calories burned, more during, and also more post-workout afterburn in the recovery. And you build both aerobic and anaerobic fitness. This is an essential training tool. It's not just lip service.
Here's the other thing people need to keep in mind. They're not going to get this part of it from anywhere else. I was a physical therapist. I've rehabbed thousands and thousands of injuries, Achilles tendon ruptures. I know why they happen. They happen because you decelerate and lengthen the Achilles tendon while you're trying to explode off of it at the same time. So we won't put you in those positions. You will, as an example, when we're doing, you see people where they will go ahead and they'll do locomotion and they'll explode out and they're coming back quick. Well, that's a decelerate, that's an Achilles tendon rupture waiting to happen. I don't do that with you. I don't do that with you. I know that if I take the band and I put it on the outside of my hands and I do a pull apart, that creates stability on my rotator cuff. So now a pull apart is, I can do it versus doing a pull apart where I just grab the band and pull apart. That might not work for you. So what I want people to understand is I've thought through these. I know what's going to cause the injury. I know that I have to start you in a progressively slow manner and ramp you up. I don't go ahead and say, we're sprinting, let's go, and not warm you up, not let you learn the movement patterns. There's much more to this than just training hard ass with a band. That's not what it's about. I hope people, as they listen to this and watch this, understand that I want you to be healthy, move great, feel great, and be able to maximize life outside the gym. To do that, I got to keep you safe. And so I put a lot of time and effort into thinking through that and making sure this is a good exercise for this person at this point. If you're ready for it, now we'll move you to this one. So keep that in mind. Those injuries, I know what causes them. I won't put you there if you're not ready.
I love it, man. Look, and you also created a bunch of what we call settlers. He's like 5 minute, like body zone, arms, abs, legs, glutes.
We get after it.
You know, just because, again, sometimes in the way we looked at this too, when we're making this content, so you've got full routines, you wanted to give the ability to different goals, strength, power, endurance, 10 minute, 15 minute, 20, fit over 40 versus rapid fat loss cardio. But also, let's say you do a 10 or 20 minute workout. You know what? It's time for some dessert. Let me do a bonus 5 minute arms. So again, you can really start stacking and customizing this to your, you know, like, to your desire. Those 5 minute routines are fun. Just to literally, you know, flood blood to one area, test your stamina, endurance. Epic. It makes you feel like you're a bro again.
Yeah.
But again, without the joint pain and the recovery from these banned bodybuilding pumps, if you will, is just so much easier than dead weight barbell machine training.
So much. And anybody can stay focused for 5 minutes. Come on. I get people to a point in their training where they're ready to go ahead and give me a hard 5 minutes. They're ready. And that's what these sizzlers are. These sizzlers are, you're ready for this, dude. You're ready. I need 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's it. And if you give me 5 minutes, you're going to love how you feel. And we're only going to focus on one thing. All right. But the beauty of it all is this body's a chain. It's a chain connection. It's a chain reaction. I can do hammer curls and get after it. But guess what's working while you're doing that? Lower body is stabilizing. Trunk is stabilizing. And as you get into it faster and faster, those only start becoming more and more involved. So sizzlers are not only great ways to lock in and go at a muscle group, but it's a great way to finish off a workout with some intensity when you're ready for it. And it's a fun way to do that. I love sizzlers. I love sizzlers because they just give me 5 more minutes. I just need 5 more minutes to get this done. And that's what I want people to understand. And that's the kind of energy we bring in those babies. I mean, I look at the camera and I go, dude, you're giving me 5 freaking minutes right now, you know? And it's a lot of fun. The workouts were very interactive when we shot those. And as a producer, you were the producer. You got so many great angles that people are going to be able to see where I hook the bands and how I hook them up, which is awesome.
I love it, man. Again, another piece of this too is, you know, a lot of people that are stuck in body part or maybe bodybuilding, that's fine. You do what you like. And the beauty of this too is, you can do a 5 minute arms, a 5 minute legs, a 5 minute chest and back, a 5 minute glutes, and then a 5 minute shoulders. And then by the end of that 30 minutes or so, you've worked your full body, but you've done it in a flow that resonates more with you. So this is really like, these are timeless routines. I've been doing this a long time. Especially in my time at Men's Health, when I was trying to find other creators or produce other content, and you will not find someone like Dave who knows his stuff, lives it, you've aged about as gracefully, dude, still shredded at 60, can still do all the things you did 10, 20 plus years ago. But also what you've got, and you'll see in this video, in this podcast, is an energy and enthusiasm and passion for this. That'll help you push out that extra rep. You're going following along with this dude, you know, in real time. This is special stuff, and I'm so excited to kind of re-release it. You know, I told you before we started recording, this is like your, depending on when you were born, I don't know what you consider Michael Jackson's best album. It's either Thriller or Bad. But, you know, Bad was my first CD. And, you know, like, he'll never make a better version. And you could make a different version of this, but you'll never make a better version. This was like a lightning in the bottle type situation. And it's going to be accessible to all people at resistancebandtraining.com, at Dave's place. It'll also be accessible to my members of the dailybj.com. And then again, all links associated with the packages we've recommended will be in the show notes or the video descriptions. What do you want to say to these people to close things out?
Very simple. Very simple. I do this. My passion for this is because I know what it can do to help people build longevity. And that's really at 60, that's my That's become a major mission for me. The good thing is these types of workouts done 12 years ago are spot on with what it takes to build that. And I'm just blessed because I didn't know what 60 was like at 48. I didn't even think about it. And then I got to 60 and I'm going, holy shit, what's this longevity? Damn, we've been doing it the whole time. That's what I get so excited about. And that's, I'll leave it with that. If you're 40, start. If you're 50, start. If you're 60, start, because this is gonna put you in a place that you have not been before. And these videos are classic. Just classic. I mean, they're just so much fun. I probably couldn't do them again at that speed, but it doesn't matter. They were great at that point in time, and they still are great.
Oh, no, 100%, man. Again, it's getting older isn't about not being able to do things anymore, especially as long as you stay consistent. It's really about doing as much and as often. So that's what kind of changed. You got to pick your spots. Yes. And I know you can still do those to the highest ability, maybe not all day. Maybe we get someone to come in like halfway through to help you out.
Double. I need a stunt
there's
double.
Even some routines, by the way, we have like a band versus bells battle where like I'm using dumbbells and using bands and we're going head to head. So again, you know, look, nothing's perfect. Bands aren't perfect. These videos aren't perfect. Nothing's perfect, but you know, the intent is always to get as close to perfection as possible. These routines are progressive. They're regressive. They're scalable. There's modifications. You can go anytime, anywhere, at home, hotel, take them to the gym. We don't care. Just use them. All right, guys, thanks for listening. A 5-star rating and review is much appreciated. All links are in either the show notes with the podcast or the video description with the video version. You got to get involved with this stuff. And if you don't follow Dave, two best places to go, in my opinion, for Dave are obviously his site, resistancebandtraining.com, and then follow his YouTube channel. I'm also going to take this up when I share it on my YouTube channel as well. He's got an endless list of archives on his YouTube channel to get you started with bands today. Again, follow, like, why would you follow someone else when you can follow the band man? Literally, this is trademarked.
This is it. It is. Thank you, sir. Great time as always.
All right, guys. And also, at the time recording this too, big Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale. So take advantage. Links where I mentioned them. And we thank you for listening, guys. Keep showing up and keep making a change. Love you. Peace.